Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
The grand jury investigating the death of Celeste Rivas Hernandez is now in its third week, and the people around David are starting to break. This last week, Robert Morgrant, the general manager of David's record label and president of his touring company, spent 3 days being grilled by Deputy DA Beth Silverman. According to reports, he was overheard in the courthouse hallway complaining that Silverman was being very pushy about why he never called police after learning a decomposing body had been found in his client's car. And a crazy thought, why not call police? His alleged answer, he didn't think it was his responsibility, not his job. And he just wanted to keep the tour going, you know, like you do. Meanwhile, a female witness connected to the case reportedly refused to appear, prompting prosecutors to seek a body attachment order to have her detained and forced to testify. I know it sounds like weird, body attachment. It means we're going to haul you into court and make you testify. She's represented by the same attorney as Morgrant. Retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer is with us to help break down what this pressure campaign on David's inner circle tells us about where the case is headed. So let's start there. Jennifer, Robert reportedly testified for 3 days straight. For context, is that unusual for a grand jury witness, someone who isn't the target, to be on the stand that long? What does that duration signal about what the prosecutors are after here?
Tony, it is unusual. For anybody who hasn't testified in a grand jury, that's just not how it usually rolls. You're in and out of there as quickly as you can. And obviously, the more you know, the longer you are on that stand. But 3 days is an inordinate amount of time.
Morgrant was reportedly pressed hard on why he didn't call police after the body was discovered. His alleged response was that he didn't feel it was his responsibility and wanted to continue with the tour. I mean, it's a very corporate type response. Got to keep the money flowing, you know? What's your thoughts on this answer, if in fact that is what he said? This is the alleged of what he said in the hallway that somebody picked up on. How damning is that to say, well, you know, I didn't think it was my job? Is that a crime at that point, or is it just really horrible judgment?
Well, first, I always think about that telephone game just by reference that always you're getting something and it's a few removed. We don't know exactly what was said. Nevertheless, it's nothing that could really be able to be held up, I don't think, as far as being responsible. He could get a small crime like a misdemeanor crime, a failure to report. And depending on what else he disclosed, that's what I'm more curious about over those 3 days, Tony. What else did he know to be on the stand for 3 days? It makes me really wondering if he had anything to do with accessory after the crime, any charge like that that could be charged.
Yeah. What do you think was meant by the prosecutor as being pushy? I mean, that seems like a very odd thing to have pointed out. What do you think that means behind closed doors? Obviously, we don't know exactly what was pushy about it, but that's quite a statement to make, isn't it?
Well, whenever you say something like that, how I think is adamant. That's the what I equate it to. In other words, this wasn't just a gentle discussion about something. This was, listen, you know, boom, why in the world didn't you come forward? This is what's going to happen with this witness, so on and so forth. So it seems like the DA is very forceful in her approach.
The fact that they were sitting there for those 3 days with the manager of David, and yeah, that is an inordinate amount of time typically for something like this. What does it tell you about what they know about this case or don't know about this case? Is this something where they really, they're like, all right, fill us in on everything that you know. Is that what's going on behind closed doors? What's your thoughts and what's going on there for those 3 days?
Yeah, I don't think so, Tony. This tells me that the reason they took so long to form this grand jury and to come forward is exactly why these cases take long. You want to get all the information you can compile together so that you can interview these witnesses with all the knowledge in your backpack. You already have the answers to a lot of it, and you want to test the veracity and what they're saying. So it tells me they have a lot of evidence and a lot of information already.
What does that mean in terms of no one being arrested yet? If they have all this information, what are they doing? Is it confirming the information? Is it finding out more people being involved? What do you think they're doing here with this grand jury testimony? And what is... What's the goal here? What's the outcome planned to be once they wrap this up? Is it making an arrest, or where do you see this going here?
Well, first of all, I think what they want to do is they want to lock people into their testimony. Mm-hmm. By putting somebody before the grand jury, now they really can't change their mind. They have sworn testimony under oath, and so they can't change. That's number one. Number two, what else can they get out of them? There's going to be a lot of holes that these witnesses are going to be able to fill, and that's what law enforcement is looking to do. Finally, of course, this is the whole goal. They did not want to charge this case by what we call a criminal complaint or criminal information, which is merely where you write something out as to what happens to or before a judge in a criminal complaint and then arrest somebody. They wanted this fully investigated via this grand jury, and I think it was brilliant that they're going to indict as opposed to charge by complaint.
Go in with guns a-blazing, not just, well, let's see what we find, basically. They're really waiting here. Does that tell you that they've known a lot for a long time, and they're really just really making sure their T's are crossed and their I's are dotted here?
Yeah, that's it. And I think also you want to put this already before the peers, before grand jury members that are going to be very similar to jurors in a courtroom, and see what the response is to all of this evidence, whether they know Bill or true Bill. If they true Bill this, in other words, if they issue an indictment, that is so strong. Even though I know people say you can indict a ham sandwich, that's really garbage. You have to put on good evidence.
Let's talk about the one who didn't allegedly show up, and now they're seeking the body attachment to compel her testimony. That's allegedly what's going on right now. How common is it where you have a witness for a grand jury not showing up? And then how common is it that when they don't show, that you go for the body attachment, that you basically force them to come in? She can, of course, plead the fifth if she wants, but to actually compel them through a body attachment order to get them into the courtroom, is this overly aggressive, or is this, what does it tell us about what's going on here?
Well, this happens more often than you might think, particularly in situations like gang investigations or investigations where the individuals do not want to have to come forward and give testimony on the record. So mm-hmm. This happens quite often, and attaching that body, as you said, what that means is they can arrest. What's interesting mm-hmm. to me is if they will charge some sort of contempt charge related to the no-show situation or not. That we will wait to be seen. And by the way, I think that's probably the least of this person's problem.
Yeah, I mean, why? What would make someone not want to come in and testify? I mean, what's your thoughts there?
two reasons, right? One is intimidation, being literally afraid to come forward and saying something, and then what consequences are you going to have after you testify and people find out? Mm-hmm. The second reason is because you're culpable in some way. You are worried it's all going to come out, and you know you're going to be locked down with that testimony. So I think those are the two reasons people don't go before a grand jury when they're subpoenaed.
Yeah. The manager, he's held multiple roles here. The record label GM, touring company president, day-to-day manager. If prosecutors believe that he had knowledge of the relationship between David and Celeste, or knowledge of what happened after her death, I mean, what kind of liability could he be personally facing, do you think?
It depends. He has to have overt acts that he did to cause Celeste not to be found or to participate in the cover-up. Oftentimes, knowledge alone won't be enough, other than, as I mentioned, for some misdemeanor charge concerning failure to report, something like that. But I think what they're going to do is just use this to get him to cooperate. He's the type of person you want to cooperate and be on your side as the government. Because he's going to have a lot of inside knowledge. And the fact he was on the stand for 3 solid days tells me all I need to know about the breadth of that knowledge.
What is your gut telling you as an FBI agent? I mean, what is your gut saying? Not that you need to predict anything, but is there something just poking at you that, ooh, you've seen this before?
Well, I've said it from day one. No one dismembers a body on their own. You have a party to do that. In all seriousness, you invite others. It is complicated. That body is heavy. That body is in rigor. It's not going to move. You need somebody to get a hacksaw and a hatchet. It's a lot of work to just cut. I'm trying not to be too graphic, but sure. It's just a lot of work. The blood, the cleanup. What are you going to do? It takes more than one mind. And as I've always said, these guys aren't going to do something like this alone, meaning David, if it's David's held responsible ultimately for this murder, if it was a murder, or you're going to get other people to help. I've always said from day one, look for others, not just David, to be involved in this. And there might be multiple others.
Do you think we're going to see David called in here at all to the grand jury for any sort of testimony? He has not obviously testified as of yet. Various reports out, the early reports saying, oh, he's cooperating, later reports saying he's not. So it's a big, we don't know. Where do you think this goes? Do you think this is where they're squeezing the people below who they think had something to do with this? David, I mean, it's easy for us to go and say, oh, he must be at the top of this chain just because of his fame. Other than that, I mean, we don't really know if he's at the top of the chain. Fame doesn't mean you're at the top of this murder chain. Yes, it's the car that's registered to him, but there's a lot of people in an ecosystem of a celebrity like this. A lot of people, a lot of moving parts. It's a business. It's a company, basically, that's being run. And sometimes in companies, there's secrets. People like to, if they don't want to have something be known, especially by your boss, if David is the boss, you may try and conceal it. You may try and hide it. You may be using company property to do those sort of things. So is it a stretch that everybody is looking at David as being one of, you know, the main people, one of the main players in this as a suspect? I know he's been named as a suspect, but is that everyone just going too far too quick just because of the role that he plays with his celebrity in this case versus what reality may actually be?
Okay, let me address a couple of these.
Yeah.
So first of all, it's not because he's a celebrity that he's at the top of the chain. He's at the top of the chain because, A, he's been named a suspect, as you mentioned. Number mm-hmm. 2, he was the one that had a relationship with her. Number 3, she was underage. Number 4, the body was found in his car. Number 5, he took a complete powder afterwards. Number 6, he decided to put his properties in his mama's name after all of this happened. As far as cooperation, Tony, he was never cooperative. That is what the attorney mm-hmm. said, and that's what all attorneys say. My client mm-hmm. is cooperative. That is yeah. absolute baloney, in my opinion. Yeah. He will be called before the grand jury, and he will plead the fifth.
So do you think they're just waiting to get all of their ducks in a row before they haul in the gold?
Sure. That's exactly what they're doing. And they're well anticipating the fifth, so they may decide they don't even need to call him. But mm-hmm. I think they might call him just to get it on record that he pled the fifth in a grand jury. But they might not. I think they will want to put that before the grand jurors. Everyone wants to hear from the guy. Everyone mm-hmm. wants to hear. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants that person to look them in the eye as a juror and say, I don't know anything about this. I loved Celeste. I can't believe this has happened. That's not what they're going to hear, but that's what they want to hear. So I think they'll put them before the grand jury.
You think this is going to end up with multiple charges of different types? I mean, obviously concealing a body, all that's going to be in there. But I'm wondering what else we're going to find. What other charges are going to come to light here in this case? What are your thoughts on that laundry list that may come to light here soon?
Well, I tell you, I would love to be part of the cast team working on this and looking at what happened afterwards, looking mm-hmm. at all the telephone calls, the long discussions, who all is in that web cellularly or text message. I'd love to see these text messages. I bet there's going to be Google searches. I think I would have a heyday looking at all of that. I think that is going to be what helps line this case out.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.